Hello, everyone. This is the most harsh lighting I've ever seen in my life. Let me try to... All right, I'm just going to have to hold my phone. So, guys, we are at the hotel here for camp. So, this Q&A is going to be a little different than usual. I'm going to answer as many questions as I can. I'm going to have to do the scroll because I don't have a way to... Mary Jo usually feeds me questions onto my computer and I can actually see. So, I'm going old school today, which means I'm going to be flipping through, reading comments, and doing all the things. If you're here, say hello so I can see if I'm actually going to get comments, because as of right now, I'm not getting anything. Oh, okay. So, they're starting to come through. We are going to have an amazing camp. So while everybody's getting in here and doing all the things. Oh, and hey, Mary Jo, you can still moderate. Just tell them to use hashtag ask. And if you want to answer questions in there, you can. Thank you for, I am rocking the lipstick. Y'all have to see my outfit. So I have been told that I am channeling my inner Beyonce today. So let me, which I have all the inner Beyonce. Let me get back here. I don't know. Can y'all even see this outfit? Can y'all see it in there? I can't see me anymore.
You're delayed online.
Oh, hang on. So here's the outfit. Do it this way. I got my faux leather Spanx pants on that everybody loves. I got brand new boots. I got my White House black market jacket. I got all the things. All right. So anyway, we're going to have a really good camp. For those of you who've never been to one of our events, this one's a little different than what we are normally doing. We have all the surprises planned for everyone. There will be so much good stuff. Like, I have been turbo listening to self-development, just trying to get my head in the game. One of the things that I was actually listening to this morning is it's the book by Marie Forleo called Everything is Figureoutable. Since this is Fat Girl Thinking Week, anyone who is like, I really want to dig into the thought work and kind of understand all about my thoughts and beliefs and how do I achieve my goals and do things like that, it's a great bookend book for everything that we're talking about. And she said something today that was said in such a different way than what I'm used to saying that I wanted to share with you guys. And it is that... So I want you all to think about what we're learning this week. There are circumstances in the world. So circumstances are just your facts. That is like, this is a window. I'm at a hotel. It is camp weekend. Like, we have like certain things that like everybody would agree. Like, yeah, today is October 3rd, which happens to also be my niece's 18th birthday. So those are all facts, right? One of the other things that we don't consider is that our beliefs are outside of us sometimes. We treat them as if they're facts. So when we are thinking about like our thoughts, sometimes one of the reasons why it's so hard for you guys to latch on to a new perspective and to latch on to a new thought in your affective model or your intentional model, you can call it either one, is because you have a belief system that you're treating as if it's true. And so if the belief system is true, then you're going to have thoughts generated from your belief system, not just from the circumstances. So one of the things that we're really working on with you guys is understanding the difference between the facts of your life and then everything else is the thinking behind it. So one of the things that she said that I thought was really critical for all of you, who, especially for those of you who are afraid to do the thought work and you're like, I don't know, I don't think that much. We all have beliefs. We all have thought systems and all kinds of stuff. The thought work is not here to make you feel bad or to uncover all the junk that's so terrible that you've been stuffing. That's not what the thought work is about. The thought work is for you to be able to just see thoughts and then open your mind up to where you might possibly be able to go in your life. The things that, like, you know, for a lot of you, it's going to be really simple. It's like, I just want to lose weight easy. And so we just need to open your mind up that weight loss could be easy. And what thoughts do you have right now that stop you from making it easy? Like the little things.
So I really want all of you focused more right now on when it comes to the fat girl thinking module and stuff. It's not about like all of us getting like, no, we got to get deep and figure out our skeletons and stuff. That's really not what we're doing. We're really just figuring out the littlest things that we can start changing that open us up to like, oh, there is so much more to be able to do. Oh, I could be making this easier. Oh, it might be more easier to pay attention now. I mean, just little things like that. I've been working on years and years and years of working on my relationship with Logan and making it such a big fucking deal and all this other stuff. And I've been working with my coach and we've been doing one simple thing. Whenever I'm with him, no matter what my judgments of myself are, no matter what I think should be happening, all of the things, here's what I tell myself. I'm mothering. Right now, this is me mothering. And I'm just living in the space of like, you mean that the way I do it could actually be mothering? Because I've always like identified it as like, mothering's hard for me. I'm just a therapist to him. Like I've had this complete like juju web of bullshit going on. And without us even having to address all of that, we were just like, what if we just made it easy? What if every moment that you're talking to Logan, even in the moments when you're just like, I was telling my coach yesterday, Logan came into the room and I was working and he sat down and I was talking to him and stuff. And I could tell that I was starting to lose interest. And I could tell that I wasn't 100% focused anymore and that I was like, I think I'm starting to get a little annoyed. I'm wanting to work. And I just thought, you know what? I'm mothering right now. And I looked at him and I said, baby, I need about 30 minutes to finish up my work and then I'm going to come downstairs and we're going to talk some more. But he said, is this my cue to leave? And I said, yep, it's your cue to leave. And so he left. And rather than beating myself up that, you know, I should be listening to every word and, you know, he's been gone all day doing all that, I was just like, this is mothering. It's allowed me to just have that one little thing to start opening up the door to there's other perspectives, not just the one that I have. So that is what the thought work is about. It is about opening up your mind to other thoughts that could be possible and not having to do intricate work on solving years and years of bullshit all the time. So often you don't need to do anything. Sometimes just even hearing something in a different way is enough to retire old bullshit, or it will come up and you're just like, but somebody told me there's something else for me. So what she said is, well, I'm glad, Josie. I think every one of us, like there's hardly anybody in here that I don't think judges themselves as a mother, like harshly at times. And I think just like, I love it. Like I'm constantly going, here I am mothering. I love it. I mean, it feels very lush when I'm doing it. I'm just like, yeah, I wish somebody had dropped that knowledge bomb on me, you know, back when Logan was five. But the thing that she said this morning in the book, I'm gonna bring this all the way back around to Marie Forleo's book, is she said, the limited beliefs you have also mirror the limited results you can achieve. And I was like, that right there. When we think that, you know, well, it's just going to be hard for me to lose weight, we limit ourselves on making it easier on ourselves. We limit our perspective to just only finding hard things. You know, I really want you guys to think about that. And I really want you to take away from this. I just think that module four and everything that we'll be talking about when it comes to journaling and thought downloads and modeling, it is such a gift you give yourself. And it's not about finding out how broken you are. It's about opening up your mind to where you could really go. So many of us kind of just get locked in on this is just who we are, and we just think that's just the facts and stuff like that. And it's like, there might be more for all of you. You know, this whole weight loss thing, it might not be the tremendous shit show that you make it out to be, that it has to be miserable. And it only has to be one way. And that is what I really hope that PNP ends up doing for you while you're here, is that you start understanding that, like, I might could actually enjoy losing my weight. I might actually could learn how to like myself more than I ever have. Like, just opening your brain up to that side of things and it feeling really good rather than it feeling all very scary because you're telling yourself, like, well, it's going to be really hard to lose the weight and I'm going to have to, like,
uncover so many bad things about myself. If that is what you're telling yourself right now, guys, of course you're going to feel resistance and you're going to shut down and journaling is going to seem hard. For those of you who are like resisting the journaling, I swear, write for just 1 minute and just write for 1 minute and just be like, I want to write about how I can make things easier on myself today. I want to write about what I'm just thankful for today. I want to write about like something about me I could be wrong about. Those are really easy little bitty
things that you can do. Okay. Does anybody have any questions real quick before we, I'm going to be getting out of here sooner today just because I am at camp. We have a meeting today that lasts all day to get you guys ready for 2020 and do all the things. It's so good. The book, one more time, is Marie Forleo's Everything is Figure Outable. Guys, here's what I would love for you guys to do. So whenever I'm like recommending things and you read them and whatnot, post about it if you're on Instagram or Facebook. Tag the authors and talk about being in PNP Tribe, because one of the things I'm really working on in 2020 is getting some more people who can come into the tribe and do some like interviews, and like we talk about some of these books and things like that. And if they see all of us studying and doing these things, it's a lot easier for me to get them to come. Next year's camps are not sold out, guys. If you're interested in camp, you can go to pnptribe.com, go to live events. April camp, there's only like 70 spots left out of the 350. Like, that one will sell out first. Don't Stop Believing is about 50% sold already, which is our race for next year. We have about 30 people signed up for the 6 months training with me. So we start all of our work on November 1st. And then you come to Nashville for a full week and spend it with me. And then you go back. And then for 4 months, we have group calls after that. And that one is the only one that has a payment plan. So if, you know, like it's $6,497. If that's too much to pay in one fell swoop, we have a, we've broke it down into four payments. So that's also available to you. And then, I do want to announce this now, and then we will talk more about it later, but the homecoming that we had scheduled for next summer, we have postponed it to the following summer. So it will be more than likely happening in 2021. We just had a lot of, there was just a lot of like trying to figure out enough space to hold us and pull all the things together. So we just decided if we can't do it full out, we're not doing it. Like, I don't do any event unless it's going to be amazing. That's my bottom line. You can ask the team. I plan so hard for these things, and I'm constantly thinking about them. And I try to make, like, every single time you come to see me or you come to experience this, that it's an experience. I don't want you to just come and be like, I'm going to take some notes and do my little, like, this is not a conference. This is not like that bullshit your work sends you to. You come and it's like, fuck, I don't want to ever miss another one. Like, I always tell the team, like, we want it to be so good that somebody would be like, I can't miss these. Like, I will move heaven and earth to be there. That's always my goal. So, let's see. What is the max for Don't Stop Believing? Guys, if you have a question, make sure you use hashtag ask so that I can see it. I bet I put my hand underneath here. Can y'all hear me okay? Let's see. I hate to throw away food, so I try to cook just enough for all of us. I slowly lose weight, 4 to 5 pounds a month. That's not slow weight loss, Lillian. Stop calling it slow. 4 to 5 pounds of weight of a month is actual fat and right on pace. That's not slow weight loss. So stop thinking that right now. I'm just going to tell you, take it from an expert. Your brain is lying to you because it wants to lose weight faster. It needs to lose the fat, and it needs to lose it in a way that it doesn't revisit you. 4 to 5 pounds a month is perfect. Would I now still need to eat 2 bites less? I finish all on my plate. Would that be something to be better when I will be in maintenance? What I would do, Lillian, is don't think about it as, can I clean my plate? Think about it, have I had enough? am I done? Like, I want you in the mindset of not thinking about like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to serve this much. I'm just going to do this. Because what I want you to be able to do is to go anywhere and to be served anything and always know where your natural stopping point is. So always be in the mindset, guys, of just allowing yourself to be like, is that enough? Am I done? This is what happens. So I was reading a book. I think it's called The Normal Rules for Eating. And she talked about in there like what normal eaters do. And a lot of us are like, I just don't want to think about food. Normal eaters think about food. Normal eaters, though, what they do is over time, it's a subconscious thing where they're just like, have I had enough? I think so. And then they just kind of stop. And that's what we're going to be doing. So we're teaching you now to consciously be asking that question. So for a few months, you're consciously asking, have I had enough? Had I had enough? I think this might be my two. You're going to have to think about it deliberately, and then your brain will get used to you eating and then questioning if you've had enough, and it will put it on autopilot and it will put it in the habit brain. And then guess what? Eating becomes easier for you. And then you'll have that skill once you hit your maintenance. The max for Don't Stop Believing is 500. We've capped at 5. It's more than what we've used in the past, but we hired a running event team for this year. So they're going to be able to help us like get everything good and organized and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be pretty good. Any more amazing mom thoughts? My models right now are all about having patience with my sassy 14-year-old. I'd probably quit calling her sassy and just sometimes what I would do is like go back to and just remember yourself at 14 and what you were going through. Is she being sassy or is she just being a 14-year-old trying to figure shit out in the world? Like, I just think about like it would be ridiculous of me to think that Logan is going to be in a good mood and want to clean his room and to want to do all those things. I can talk to him about it and have the expectations and everything, but me sassing back because I don't like his tood is ridiculous, especially if I don't want him to be sassy and I'm being sassy. So like sometimes, Josie, the first thing to do is just be like, I'm judging her as sassy. Where could I be being sassy with her? Where is she learning this from? Like, even if you're not teaching it, the asking of yourself to think on that level allows you to get out of judging her and into evaluating and thinking about the situation, which is very different than just judging and whatnot. But I would just tell myself, of course she says stuff like that. She's 14. She's figuring it out. I don't have to yell at her about it, or I don't have to get upset about it and stuff. I can have compassion and also redirect her. Because if the end goal is, like, in the end of the day, you're probably just a mom who wants to teach her lessons so that she can have an amazing adulthood. So, be a mom who's patient in developing an amazing child rather than, like, I wish she wouldn't act this way. She's making it hard on me. That's what we tend to slip into. And I'm just like, this is me mothering right now. I'm not going to be upset that my 14-year-old is being a typical 14-year-old. Sass is probably part of this journey. You know how we know? Because she's being sassy. Can we just run the 5K, not the whole weekend? I'm not really sure. You can, but you can't come to the race. Like, you can't be in our 5K. Like, this is an event weekend. It's not just a race. Like, this is an event weekend where we're doing, like, stuff on Friday night. You're doing the race. We celebrate on Saturday night. And then on Sunday, I set you up for what you're going to be doing once you leave. So, it really wouldn't be fair, though, guys, to just wouldn't be. If you want to come and cheer our girls on, it's one thing. But I want you to think about all the girls that are going to be doing it. They've trained together. They're going to be in a Facebook group together. They have this shared experience and stuff. And if we let people come in and just run with us, it's like, I don't think it's fair to the people who have like decided to commit to the process, because the process isn't just teaching you how to run. The process of the lead up and everything is for you to build a running community, to challenge yourself, to like, we do thought work, we do all the things. So I think that's why I like to kind of keep it really separate. Congratulations, Judy, on being down 30 pounds. For all of you who are talking about camp and stuff, just go over to the event live events tab and just read about them. That's the easiest way to find out about all of them. PNPtribe.com, live events. You can read about every single event we're having next year. I have a really good detailed page on them. Have you ever noticed that with the change of seasons, you either get hungrier or less hungry? Because, crap, it's fall, and I am waking up starving. I don't notice that in particular. I do think that there is, like, when the weather changes, there is some studies that show that there's a little bit of seasonal stuff. But if you're hungry in the morning, just eat. But eat to a two. Fall doesn't make you need to stuff yourself. But if you're hungry, you just need to eat. We've considered virtual for Don't Stop Believing, Penny. What we've done in the past is just encouraged all the accountability groups, the people who can't come, get with your groups and just do, they just run virtually. We don't send out medals and stuff, though. We've not been able to find a good system that doesn't require Corinne becoming a fucking go postal for a week to do it. Y'all got to think, like, I don't have, it's not like we've got some lush staff in these corporate headquarters somewhere located in Nashville. I work out of my office and all the camp supplies are in my garage. If you could have seen my car on the way over, I told, when I popped the trunk for Paula, I said, welcome to Sanford and Son, because I was packed to the gills. I was like, legit, I took back roads because I didn't know if I was going to be able to lane change. I mean, we just have like, Corinne would be mailing the medals, and I can either stand in my kitchen and mail medals. It would literally, if everybody did it, it would probably take me a week to get it done. I can't coach. I can't, like, be on these lives. So, like, I try to really prioritize things. But, well, I mean, we always keep our minds open to stuff like that. Just so far, we haven't been able to. I've done it before. Kathy and I remember 2 or 3 years ago, we did a turkey trot where we mailed medals. And after we mailed, like, a couple hundred, we looked at each other and we were like, never again. It was like, it's not fun mailing things, guys. I'm just not a postal person. Let's see. If there's any more questions. Sanford and Son. It was Sanford and Son. I'm not joking. It was like, you know, wah, wah, wah. I mean, I had all the songs playing in there. All right, guys, since that's all of the questions, I'm going to get out of here and get to headed downstairs. Love on campers. Y'all, please keep them in your mind. So many of them are coming nervous. Some of them just don't, like, know what to expect. Oh, we got one last question. I'll answer this one. But please keep them in your minds because it's, I really want them to. I was sitting there thinking about my intention for the weekend, and it's, I want to make sure that I have left no stone unturned so that if they want to go home and make their change, they have heard it. Like, it's, I mean, I know I can't make them go home and change, but I for fuck sure can give them everything that they're going to need to be able to do it. So just keep them in mind this weekend as they're here and that they don't get inside their own heads and get so stuck in what they currently believe that they can't hear something new. My future self wants to work for PNP. I truly love this program. I know you'll expand to Texas and beyond. How can I make my dream a reality? Guys, there is going to, I will tell you, we are going to be growing in 2020. And I am a big, strong believer in hiring from the within. I get a lot of asks from people, and I get a lot of asks, especially from the outside. Just know that we are going to be putting out some applications and different things. It'll be in the next few months. But So when I was growing up and working, I worked for a restaurant company called Shoney's. And I started off as a waitress and ended up before I, a lot of y'all don't know this, but before I left, I worked there for over 13 years. And I went from working in the restaurant as a waitress to dining room supervisor, which I was super proud of. I was one of the youngest dining room supervisors in Middle Tennessee, which is where their headquarters were. And then I went on to, my mom worked in their corporate office, and she hired me making minimum wage. She paid me cheap and worked me. She was like, if you want to make more money, you have to work overtime. And I worked like a dog for her. And my mother did not believe it. Let me just tell you, She was so worried about nepotism that there was zero, there was negative 10 nepotism going on. I literally did the bullshit work. And so I did that for a little while. And in her department, like, we would get these job postings in the rest of the company. And I didn't have a college degree. Y'all know I dropped out of college after one semester. And I would apply. I got hired as a floater, where I had to go to different departments when people were out, and I would work their jobs and have to figure out their jobs. And then the training department caught wind of me and were like, we would love for you to come here, where it was a brand new department and they needed someone who was really good customer service, which I'd already done, who understood the restaurants because they were going to be working with the restaurants and all the things. So I started there and moved my way up in there. I was a executive administrative assistant to the vice president by the time I was 23 years old. And then I became a training, like a program manager by the time I was 25, and did that and ran what was called their university, where every week 50 managers would come in and I would do Shoney's University and teach them 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And then if I wasn't doing that, I was traveling to stores and rolling out programs and writing training programs and traveling all the time. And I did that until I left and married Chris. And so I really learned through all of that. Like, Shoney's was all about hiring from within and that kind of stuff. But what I learned was how to, like, notice people who really care about your brand and care about your mission. And I cared about Shoney's mission. And I cared, like, I, like, would have bled for them. Like, I just loved working there. And so I notice you guys. I pay close attention. I, like, the most important quality to me for people who will ever work for PMP is you have to love it like I do. And that's what our team does, every single one of them. So if you're thinking about ever having a future with PMP and stuff, it all starts with loving the program and loving, like, the people at least as much as I do, and loving yourself the same. Because the thing that I don't want on my team are people that are going to have to fix their shit. You don't have to be perfect, but you better come in knowing your thoughts cause your feelings and lead to your actions. So everybody wants to work for me. Brush up on the model. But no, seriously. You know, it's about, like, one of the things that makes our team really strong is they really understand just, like, my diehard passion for all of this. And that's what, like, Chris and I always talk about. You know, you can hire skill anywhere. Like, I can go out and find coaches. I can go out and find all kinds of things. What I can't find, though, is passion. Like, that is not something easy to find. And that is something that somebody brings to the table. And so, just so you guys know, that's really what's most important. Okay, one more question, and I swear to God, that's it. And then I am leaving. Feeling like I've really plateaued doing the basics, recovery worksheets when needed, exercising 5 to 6 days a week, et cetera. I haven't lost since July, up and down 5 pounds. Are there any specific plateau calls you recommend to get over this? I don't have, like, one in my brain, but if you do go over there, you can figure it out. But I'm going to tell you, it's if you're still doing recovery worksheets, that's why you're plateaued. You're still overeating. It's not that you're in a plateau. Just, I just want you to be, like, really honest with yourself. I'm still overeating. I need to work on my overeats. I need to figure out, like, if I really want to lose 5 pounds, I need to figure out my overeats. What is it going to take for me to sit and not eat when I want to? That's what I would start with. That's exactly where I would go. If any of my mentors or anyone, if y'all have some calls that I've done where I've talked to people, I know we've had plateau calls. If you go over to pnptribe.com, go to the video replays, click on all calls. There may even be a button on plateaus. I'm not 100% sure. Does anybody know in here?
I'm looking.
Okay. Mary Jo's looking right now. I almost think there's a button for plateaus.
Yeah.
So if you just go to video replays and look, there's probably a category called plateaus. Just click on that, and then the calls will be there. If there's not, just go to latest recordings. There's a search bar at the top. Just type in stall or plateau, And it will come back with everything that we've tagged in that. I know I've coached it, so I would go look at all that stuff. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. We will talk to you soon. Enjoy tomorrow's weekend motivator. And Coach Betsy will be on office hours on Saturday from 12 p.m. To 2 p.m. Central Time. So you just have to show up, raise your hand, and get coached. And Kathy will be doing my coaching on Sunday at noon. So you'll have another opportunity to get coached on Sunday if you want, guys. And that's it. Other than that, I'll see you guys next week. Bye, y'all.